No pledge allegiance as we're doing a remote meeting. So hi everybody. I'm guessing we won't have any public comments because I'm guessing there's no public in the room at the moment.
This room,
Is there anybody yet?
maybe.
Is there anybody?
No, there's
Yeah.
not.
No virtual anybody. Okay. Let's see. So I looked at the meeting minutes. They looked fine for me. So consent agenda. Anybody have any comments or concerns on last month's meeting minutes? Hearing none, I'd make a motion that we pass those meeting minutes in the consent agenda. All in
Most
favor? What's that?
Hi. Hi.
Oh,
Hi.
aye. Very okay. Okay. So now we're into discussion items, which I don't know what that means. This one in the action items.
I was gonna ask, where are we at on getting that LGPI account?
It's all set up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's
So
all done.
when will they deposit money into the account?
It's in review,
Okay.
and so it just takes some time, not a long time, but we should hear back, I think, in the next week or two. We should get
Okay.
that approved. So unless they see something wrong with our documents, which they went through one, they have two approvals they have to go through. So
Okay.
they've been through one and got forwarded to the next approval process. So I don't expect us to have any issues. So
Okay.
hopefully soon.
Okay.
And once we have that, then we can start paying bills, is what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Because they're starting to add up. Okay.
is.
So Kristen, why don't you give us the final good news on the finance?
So, we were included in Senate Bill 5701, and that has been signed by the House and the Senate. It's still on the governor's desk waiting to be signed, but I
Oh, okay.
assume that if it passes both of those things, that's not going to be an issue. But we were awarded $2.4 million for that grant. So, yay.
That is a grant.
It is a grant. Yes.
Yay.
That's
Yay.
awesome. And that is
Super
to be
great.
used for construction,
For
or what are the
construction.
limitations? No limitations, but just construction.
Construction, I believe.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yes, and
Fantastic.
I think
And
the way those things work is they have bonds that they sell, and I think those will probably be sold next spring. So I don't think we'll
yes.
see that money until next spring.
Right.
Okay.
That's
Is that right,
okay.
Katie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes and
Yeah, that's
no.
great.
We're looking at potentially spending some money with the city of Redmond. So, Ryan, why don't you kind of give us a little understanding of what's going on there if you've got a moment?
Sure. Yeah. And big props and congrats to Kristen for securing that and others that contributed to that funding, that grant. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go. Yeah, so City of Redmond, Ryan Kirchner called me yesterday just to check in on the project status. They are moving very well through their project schedule. And so it's looking like they are going to be in good shape to be operational with the wastewater system summer or early fall of next year.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, and so they're making great progress and have had a great working experience with Taylor Northwest. Thus far, they're about 40% complete on the project. They've put in the transmission main, which feeds the wastewater into the Redmond Wetlands Complex, and then the discharge manhole where the Terrebonne Sanitary District system would connect. And so they're starting to work on their headworks site there, which has a maintenance building, a well, some roads, and utilities and whatnot. And so it's on their radar, that the district has infrastructure to put in there, and it would be in everyone's best interest to get that in coordination with their current project, so that we're not tearing up areas that they've stabilized and planted and whatnot, or roads they put in around this time frame in this year. They'll be working on that site quite a bit. And so there was interest and support for working together on that construction in some way to have that work done have that portion of the Terrebonne project expedited and done as a part of that their project. Since they're already on the site, they have the permits for it. And so the understanding is it would be obviously reimbursed by the Terrebonne Sanitary District. The timing and terms of that, I think, are for you guys to coordinate with them on. But from a technical standpoint, it's possible, once we get set up contractually and whatnot for the design work, then we can really get that going and prepare two sheets, plan sheet for that area, and then the detail sheet for the vault, and then the relevant specs. And that should be enough for their contractor to consider a change order to extend their work and get that done.
Well, could we just utilize the City of Redmond's specifications and just go with the updated plan sheets? I mean, because,
Possibly, yeah, depending on the coverage of it. If it has specs that cover this portion of work, and everyone's good with that, that's a possibility.
at worst, in my mind, it would be a specials type situation, meaning a couple, 3 or 4 pages of,
Yep.
okay.
We already have our specs drafted at the 90% level, the whole spec book.
Right.
It could use some refinement, of course, but to get to 100% level. But we could just pluck out those relevant sections for, say, vaults or utility trenching, backfill all that, and put
Yeah,
that.
whatever's not already covered by the City of Redmonds.
Exactly. Yep.
Do you
Absolutely.
recall on the 90% cost estimate what that would have cost in that estimate for us?
That portion wasn't specifically broken out, all the work there, but I did take a quick look at that based on the unit costs we used there, some of the percentages for contractor overhead and contingency and whatnot. And I would expect the cost of that to be in the couple $100,000 range. I don't want to state here without looking further into it. We'll see where the contractor, puts numbers, and wouldn't want to sway that by saying something here, but that's the magnitude of it. It's over 100 for sure, but probably not more than half a million.
Generally, what happens is the owner, in this instance, City of Redmond, in conjunction with Terrebonne, would propose to the contractor, Taylor Northwest, we want you to do this, give us a proposal to do this. Based on unit prices, if those are appropriate, or fees that are not unit prices, they would provide that back to the city slash us. We would review it. We would say, yes, that's good, or sorry, that's unreasonable, and then we would negotiate from there. So it's kind of on them to come up with the numbers. We don't necessarily get to say, hey, we want you to do this for 150,000. They just have to review what it is we're asking them to do as a change. And then come up with their pricing for that.
Well,
And we have to make a determination.
in our procurement procedures, if it's over 100,000, are we required to get multiple bids and so forth?
I'm not 100% sure. Again, this would be probably something we need to ask our attorney gal just to make sure. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be less than formal on attorney gal, the attorney. But if it's a change order from the city and that we're reimbursing the city, I don't think that would be an issue.
Right.
It's their project.
You would definitely want her to just look at it, but I don't believe you have to because it is a change order with the city. You have an MOU with the city. So, but just ask, we'll just need to ask her, but I think you're probably going to be okay. This will definitely save time and money.
Well, it also might give us an indication of like what things are costing versus what we estimated.
Yeah, to the extent that they have unit prices already set from their bid prices, those would just be applied, right? So if it's, 8-inch piping or whatnot, and they already have a bid price for that, they would just apply that number to the length. And so that minimizes perhaps the amount of gaming with the change order. Things like a vault, they might have vaults, a line item for vaults, but this one's fairly unique. And so, yeah, we'll see how that comes together, but and there's a lot of details to work out, but just wanted to make the board aware of that opportunity. I think a call with or a meeting with the City of Redmond would be a good next step.
Yeah, I think maybe myself and whomever of the other board members wants to be there, and Ryan go to meet with Ryan Kirchner and just kind of have a conversation with him and just make sure we're kind of on the same page and hopefully pushing forward towards a good product. A lot of those things like vaults and stuff like that, they're just done with cost type situation.
We'll do that around that April 7th Terrebonne meeting.
Work session or oh yeah, that's true too. Yeah,
Well,
hi.
I'm gonna try to be physically present at that meeting in Terrebonne on the 7th.
Yeah, I
Oh,
think I
for
will be
the
too.
yeah.
I'm going to be out
So
of town theoretically, so if I am in town, I could go, but I don't. We're supposed to be traveling, so I will not be there.
but
Maybe
I'm just
I'll cut out for
that
me.
if you wanted to set up a meeting with City of Redmond, before that on that day or the next day, at least I'd be in town.
The reason I say that, Kirsten or Kristen, is I'm down seeing my family, and 4/7 of us have had stomach flu over the last 2 days, so
Oh
it's
no.
been pretty tragic, but we're holding in there. So anyhow,
Have
yeah, I
you did you
think,
guys fly? Did you fly? How was the TSA and all that stuff? Was it a disaster?
Now, is it currently a disaster?
Well, theoretically, they're talking about like super long TSA lines because they're not getting paid and people are not showing up, but maybe it's just certain airports. I don't know.
Well, we've been down here for just almost 2 weeks at this point, so this is
Okay,
a
so
couple weeks
you
ago.
probably missed that so far.
I'm going to get there early, it sounds like, though, for the
Yeah.
return flight.
Well, I just came back from Mexico on Saturday and there wasn't a problem.
That's
Okay,
good.
good. There wasn't a problem going down. There wasn't. I made the remark that it seemed to be better.
Oh, nice.
I was wondering if that was, just the news, or maybe it's happening somewhere else.
Possibly. I have a feeling Redmond is probably not that affected by it
No,
just because it's a small
Portland
airport.
just seemed to be kind of business as usual. We flew in and out of there, so yeah, it was there was just wasn't a problem.
Good. That's
Well,
good.
I was in Salt Lake and San Diego last week,
And that wasn't a
and
problem.
no,
Okay, good.
so it's probably limited to certain airports.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so I mean, I think that's great news, Ryan, and thank you for reaching out to Ryan or reaching discussion with Ryan. Let's plan on, I'd like to be there, Guy, if you want to be in town, and Kristen, you're not sure.
If I'm around, then I would be interested, but also like if
Okay.
Guy's going, that's great too. So.
Katie, would you like to be involved in that?
Well, same here. If Guy doesn't make it, I can jump in, but you
Yeah.
two can. I'm fine with you two being present for the
And there may
board.
be a little awkwardness there, being as you are a City of Redmond employee. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Well,
So.
I did ask, and they said, because I said, is it a conflict of interest? And they said no.
Okay.
But you can always err on the side of
Sure,
caution.
sure.
So,
All right. Well,
but.
Ryan, do you want me to contact Mr. Kirshner and try and coordinate that?
Yeah, sure. I think that'd be great.
Yep, I will do that.
Yeah, director to director. And then, 4/7 sounds like a good date, then that might work for Guy. I'm curious from the funding side,
Six, seven.
Kristen, what do
What
you
about
think?
that $2.4 million?
That's an awesome thing. We hacked that. We conversation. We talked about that
Yeah.
already.
Well, I mean, the
No.
timing of it for
Yeah,
oh,
I don't
construction.
think that would be early enough. It doesn't sound like for that portion of the project. I mean, it seems to me like if we're going to do that, I mean, if they're fine with us paying them back once we have the funds, then that's something else we could talk about. Otherwise, we'd have to start the Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan sooner than that. And it seems like we should probably try to use the grant money before we use the loan money, if we can.
I think we probably mostly would figure it out with Ryan when we have that meeting. You know, what their timing needs to be and what our timing is available. So,
Yeah, and how quickly they need to be reimbursed for that.
right. Okay.
Well, they're aware of it, of what's going on, obviously. I don't know about City of Redmond, but Linda sent the email that said Chris Dorch
Chris.
is aware that we got awarded that money. So, yeah, we can give them an IOU, right?
We're good for it.
Yeah.
So awesome. So yeah, things are going to start getting more interesting now that we actually have some money in hand or money coming in. We got to get our stuff together and make sure we're being appropriate with our money slash being prepared to make this thing happen. So
I had a question, and I don't
please.
on the 7th. If there's more than three board members that attend that public hearing in Terrebonne, do we have to state that, or?
Well, anytime you have three, the answer is yes, it is an official board meeting.
Okay. I
So,
think
we can state it and just say it's, you know, just a session, but not a board meeting, can't we?
right. Yeah, you can do that.
And nothing will be voted on, or no decisions.
No, we're
And
not
we're
making
not.
any
No
action.
decisions.
No,
But
no
I think
decisions.
that we have to declare it or something from
Now, which meeting are you talking about? The planning one?
current.
Or, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll just put that on the website that the board members may or may not attend that meeting and have been invited, and that'll suffice.
Okay.
And
Question.
I'll put that in the minutes as well.
Has anybody heard anything else on that planning meeting? Any more information?
I did reach out, and she's been on a medical leave. And so she just got back, and she was behind on getting things taken care of. So I'll follow up with her, because I had
Okay.
asked her to send me something more formal so I could put on the website. So I'll follow up and see if she's got that done. But it's still happening, as far as she did say that. So
Good.
anyway.
So if we are going to be doing some of, or Redmond's going to be doing some of this work for us, if we get to that point, it seems like the final design of that portion needs to be complete, which kind of brings me to what is the plan with the Parametrics extension of their project or their contract regarding that?
In my mind, we would have to find out a little bit more from Ryan K at that meeting, and then Ryan R would have to put together a proposal for us to say, you know, here's what I need to get you to that point. It may include some work that is going to be needed for the future project, but mostly directed toward just this little amount of work. Does that jive with you, Ryan R?
Yeah, I mean, I need to prepare the scope and fee for final engineering and bid support anyways. And so, knowing this is coming, I can just make a subtask specific to this early work package. So I just needed, it's just a reminder to get you that proposal anyways, which would cover this work. Perhaps I'll make it a target, you know, to have it at least a week before the April meeting. So
Seems reasonable.
3
Yeah, it
weeks
should
from
be
now.
after our other meeting. So,
Yeah, 3 weeks from now, does that work for the board? Or
yeah.
maybe 2 weeks, so that you have time for your attorney to review if you want or whatnot.
Yep. So, Katie, as you are the contact for the attorney, and you ask her that question about the engineering and all that sort of fun stuff, or how are we change order concept. You'll have a little
Okay. So we want to know how to work with a change order, how that works.
Better
Hang
communication
on.
on exactly what the phrase
Okay.
looking at doing some work and reimbursing through the city of Edmond on continuing their work.
Okay.
Right, because it's going to be located on their facility anyway. Correct? That
Right,
portion that we're
definitely.
talking about.
Yep.
And if I remember right, in that intergovernmental, we were supposed to work with them to make sure that what we did was what they wanted. And that's maybe not the best English, but isn't that what you
I think
really?
that's true. Yeah. Basically, we're trying to give them their product that they desire. So this would be a
Right.
great way to get that done.
Then once we get to their property line, it becomes they're no longer part of it.
Yeah, they're no longer part of it once it comes into that box. But the box is something that we would normally have constructed. But since they're in the mood to do it and they're available to do it, and it's ready to be done, then potentially they could do
Yeah.
it.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then would they extend, I think it's an 8-inch to the property line, or would that be done later?
These might be questions you'll bring up at the meeting. You
Okay.
know, we have to look at a set of plans and kind of just
yeah,
find out what
because we
Ryan's
don't
guys
know.
are up for. And yeah.
Well, at a certain point there, they talked about having the valve that they could shut off, right? Remember that?
That'll
And
be in this vault.
that's in the vault. And the vault is basically for testing the strength of the effluent and quality, correct?
Back and metering it.
Right. They meter it, test it, and see if we're pumping anything, any kind of contaminants or something that's hard to treat or those kind of things. Yeah.
They need to be able to define where that stuff's coming from, and so they want to be able to see if it's coming from our end or their end.
Right. Yeah. If that shows up. And so, okay. So they're, it's in their interest too. Well, we have to work together to get what they want.
Yep.
So it's, but then once we get on with our duties, that they won't be involved in, is my understanding.
Correct. Yeah. Once it's off their property and outside of their area, we really won't be talking with them other than to say we're ready to turn the sucker on.
Looking forward to that day, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so we kind of just had a rambler. Is there any other things that we need to discuss? Everybody needs to start getting their work pants on because things are going to happen pretty quickly here. Katie, so how do we figure out this Zoom thing so we don't have this little issue
Yeah,
at the beginning?
I'm going to test it out and
Do we
figure
need to
out what
buy
links.
a different level or something like that that makes it
No,
easier? It seems it worked fine in the past.
I think there's some mix up in some of the links. So
Okay.
I'll
Like maybe
work
the
through it.
meeting agenda doesn't say the same. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that, and I don't know how that got messed up, but anyway,
Yeah.
I'll look at it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else good of the order that we need to discuss?
I have a question, and I'm assuming that Ryan and Parametrics are finishing the drawings. Is that the right assumption?
I guess I'll let Ryan talk about that, but I don't believe he's under contract quite yet.
They're not under contract.
That's
No,
what you're
not
putting
no.
together, right, for
The
next meeting.
planning scope is what is currently under contract.
Okay,
Right.
and what do we need to do to get the other, I thought there was another funding source that was going to finish the plans.
Kristen?
Yes, there is another funding source. That's the Business Oregon funding source for $100,000. And I think that's what you're going to put together for the next meeting, right, Ryan? Okay.
So is that, what's the status of that funding?
It's set up. I
Oh.
sent them the we if we are going to have a draw, we need to, like, basically it's a
It's
reimbursement.
reimbursement.
Yeah. So they don't pay
Okay.
us up front
Got it.
until, yes.
Okay. So you guys are ready to go with that.
I believe so. I mean, we sent them everything they need, so we should be good.
So, Guy, I think to answer your question, you need to see my PSA, professional services agreement with the scope before the next meeting. And so it's, and then approve it in the April meeting. If everything looks good, then we're ready to rock and complete the plans. We have all that stacked up in a folder, the comments we got from the city, the county, DEQ, the district. We'll implement those. Update, but we'd of course prioritize the city of Redmond work. It's kind of an early work package, and then get the rest of the set polished up for
Because,
bidding.
am I correct in understanding that the lawyer said that it's okay to do this as continuing work? That was my understanding.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just you have to give us your proposal. That's where we're at. Ryan?
That's right.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, so I was multitasking while we were going through the meeting here, and Ryan, I tried sending off a meeting request to Ryan Kirchner. So if you see that come through, or if you see it for some reason it doesn't come through, let me know.
One more question, Tim.
Yes.
Do any of the board members have any specific homework tasks or things that need to be done?
Rephrase that. I mean, I'm supposed to contact Ryan Kirchner to set up a meeting on the 7th
Okay.
to discuss the potential of working together on that portion. Katie is going to talk to the attorney in conjunction with Ryan Rudnick to make
Okay.
sure we are asking the correct questions relative to our being able to do this work with the city in this fashion. And I don't know, Guy, I don't think you have an assignment this time.
Okay, well, I just don't want to come unprepared,
We can come up with one though if you'd like us to.
We'll figure one out for you, Guy.
All right.
Well, here's one that's been tabled for quite a while. Back
Yeah.
in November 24, there was discussion about board mission, vision, and values. We had something drafted there, but had tabled it because there were several different ideas. So just thought I'd bring that up if we're feeling space in the
Oh,
meeting.
okay. It's a good idea.
I'm the adventurer to lead that.
So a mission and vision statement, is that what we're going to come up with, or is that what I'm hearing?
There was a draft
Yes.
of those in the minutes, or in the one of the agendas in the past.
It was an 11 of 24.
Katie can get you a
Okay.
copy of it if you don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be a good thing to put your fingerprints on.
All right.
All right. Well, hearing none others, I think very exciting, everybody. This is awesome and hopefully all good things, and we'll keep on moving forward.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.